If you're going to come and drive that horse, you better be getting at it.
And what's the rush?
I'm sorry, you're always wanting to put things off. Ain't no hair off my hide as that sheriff gets back here before you get it done.
Ah, shucks. He can't get here until the tall spot train comes in.
Like heck he can't. He can come in an automobile, can't he?
I never thought of that. Maybe we better get started.
You mean maybe you better get started? It's your horse, and then don't you forget it.
You said you was going to help me out on it. How do you think we better do it?
Well, I don't know. I never camouflaged a horse before.
Now, how'd shoe blacking do?
Oh, whoever heard of putting shoe blacking on a horse?
Well, that's just what we want. Something the sheriff never heard of.
Yes, but suppose we grab the horse a little, the blacking would come off his hand. We gotta get something better than that.
Maybe we could use stove polish, yeah.
Oh, daggnabbit, Ed, we gotta find something that'll stay on.
Oh, sure. That's easy. I tell you what we'll do.
What?
Let's dye him.
Thanks, if I don't think you've hit it yet.
Yeah.
Now, let's see what dyes we got.
There's a lot of them egg dyes left from last Easter.
That's right, there is. Bring a package of them over here and let's... Hey, no, never mind. We can't use egg dyes.
Don't see why not. We got them in all colors, and they don't color...
Oh, use your head. The horse ain't got no shell, has it?
Yeah, that's right. Shucks. And what the deuce can we use?
Well, what are the kind of dyes we got? Let me see. There's... I know. We use some of that flash.
Oh, shucks. We can't use that. It's for wool paint.
Well, what if it is? Wool's hair, ain't it?
Darn if I know. I thought it
was... Well, of course it is. It's sheep's hair. Go get a package of that flash and let's get started.
Which color we better use?
Let me see. He's sore now. We want to use something to make it look as much different as possible. Maybe black would be the best. Yeah, get a package of that black flash.
Do you think one package would be enough?
How can I tell? I read the directions. Bring it over here. Come on.
Don't be in such a goddamn rush. Ain't found the black yet.
Mm-hmm.
Guess we're all
out of black. Oh, shucks.
Well, we'll have to use something that's elf as dark.
Mm.
Now, how about this navy blue?
Well, I guess that'll do. Bring a package of it over here.
Well, this ought to make him look pretty goddamn good.
Well, can't look no worse than he does now. Let me have that. Where the deuce is the direction? Oh, yes, here they are, on the back. Let's see, it says your cake, 10 cent size, will dye 2 yards of medium material. Less material will require less flash.
How many yards is a horse?
How do I know? We've got to measure and find out. All horses ain't the same size, is they?
No, they're not.
Of course they ain't. Get the yardstick and we'll go out in the back lot and find out how many yards he is. And you better get another package of that navy blue flash, too, just to be on the safe side.
And looks like I gotta do everything. What are you gonna carry?
Well, I bring the paper and pencil to do the figuring.
Yeah, sure. Now, come on, I got the yardstick and the flash.
No, dagnabbit, I'm coming. Wish you'd never bought that damn horse. You better leave that door open and so we can hear the bell if somebody comes in.
And you suppose that sheriff will really come back?
That's what he said in the phone, ain't it?
Yeah, I know, but he's got a right to change his mind, ain't he?
Well, I suppose he has, but I bet he comes just the same. Didn't he say he'd get that horse thief of the horse if he had to follow him clear to London?
And why didn't he go to London then instead of coming back here?
Oh, quit your arguing. Look at that horse. Laying fast asleep right in my geraniums. Come on, get up out of this. I'm showing you.
Get out there, you dad-darn old fool. Come on, get up out of that geranium bed.
Fine racehorse you got.
Get up there. Get up.
Laying around like that all day.
Maybe he's resting up for a race. Come on now. Come on, get up there.
Resting up for a race? What race?
Oh, I don't know any race. Stand still, will you? Where are I tying?
That post right there will be all right. Give you room to get all around him.
Stand still, I tell you. Want to step on my feet? What do we do now?
Measure him. That's what we do. You measure him, and then I'll put the figures down here and figure out how much flash we got to use.
Where will I measure first?
See how long he is, of course. No, not that way.
What's the matter?
We got to dye his head and tail, too, ain't we? Start the end of his nose and then measure to the end of his tail. Yeah, that's it.
Like this?
No, hold his tail up. You got to measure clear to the end of it.
Now, there you are.
What is it?
It's 10 feet and 3 inches.
All right, we'll call it 10 feet even. That's close enough. Now see how high he is. No, not there. From the top of his head.
Kind of hard to get that. It'd be about 7 feet if he'd hold his head up.
7 feet, huh? Well, that's 10 feet to 7 feet. That's, let me see, that's 7 north, 7 1 7. That's 70 square feet.
It's what?
Square feet. 70 square feet.
Ah, shucks, you're crazy. There ain't no horses got 70 feet, and besides, they're not square, they're round.
Oh, dag never, I'm not talking about horses' feet. Keep your darn trap shut till I get this figured out. Let me see now. There's 9 square feet in the yard, and there's...
Whose yard?
Sunshine, it's nobody's yard. It's a yard of cloth. How can I figure out how much flash you got to use if you keep on yapping at me? Let's see, 9 goes into 70, 9 goes into... dang nabbit, it's going to take 4 packages that die just for one side of them.
Well, what of it? We got plenty.
What of it? You've got to pay for it. That's what of it.
Oh, shucks. Ain't no use of getting head up about that. It's only 10 cents a package.
All right. Just so we know who's going to pay for it, that's all. I suppose we can guess the rest of them. 10 packages ought to be enough. Now, you go in and get 8 more.
Time I get through running around, I'll be all fired up.
Now here, Cousin Sharny, don't go laying down. Get up there. Oh, Sharny, get up. Never see such a horse. Well, sleep all the time.
Well, here you be, Sam. Now, what are we going to do now?
Well, let me take a look at them directions again. Well, it says, fill container with enough hot water to cover garments without crowding.
Chuck, we ain't got no pan big enough to put a horse in without crowding him.
That's right, James. Well, you just have to pour the dye over him, I guess. You go in and bring a bucket of hot water out here. Go on now. Don't be so darn slow.
Well, I'm going, ain't I? Yes. You always tell me to do something.
If I didn't tell you, you'd never get nothing done. Say, bring that dipper out of the back room, too. Then go fool you, horse. The more trouble than you're worth. Abe just sinking a lot of money in you, that's all. What he's going to get out of it, I don't know. Just nothing, that's all, nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing. Put that bucket down there and put some packages of dye into it. No, you darn fool, unwrap them. I'll see what else you got to do. He says, stir until dissolves. Take that stick there and stir it.
Well, it looks like a lot of trouble to get everything right.
That's right, you started it. Then it says, dip article in solution and keep it moving constantly. We can dip the horse in, but I suppose we better keep him moving, eh?
And how are we going to do it?
Well, I'll pour the dye on this dipper, and you take that stick and hit him a little, just enough to keep him moving, you see. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
All right, now keep him moving. There. Not too hard, Eb.
Get over there, darn you.
Oh, say, how can I pour this? Hey, look out, don't drive him into me. Hit him on the other side, Eb. Get away from me, you old fool. Oh, look out now, what you have done. Just look at my clothes there. Die all over him.
Oh, I didn't kick the old dipper. It was a horse.
Yeah, what's the difference? It's your horse, ain't it? Well, that's something more you've got to pay for. Just remember that.
Well, darn if I'll do it. You told me.
You just will do it. But I ain't going to argue with you. Let's see what's next. You know, here it is. Remove and rinse in cold water. Oh, what's the use of that? You just wash some of the dye off.
What's after that?
Well, it says, wring out and fold loosely and powder dry. Well, how the heck are you going to wring a horse out?
I can wring his tail out.
Well, so what good that do unless you can wring all of him out? We'll have to let that go. You just go in the store and get that bale of new bath towels we just got in.
All of them?
Yes, all of them. I was going to wrap a horse up in one towel. Go on, hurry up. Turn your train time now.
I'm going, but this is the last time.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me everything you want at the same time?
Go on in there, never mind. That dang old fool you horse. Turn you being the funniest looking animal I ever see. Streaked like it. Maybe get you lay on your back if you get you dyed even. But I ain't going to waste no more time on you. I swear I don't.
There's 2 dozen of them here.
Well, that's all right. You wrap them up while I read the rest of these directions so we know what we got to do next.
Ain't we finished?